Hello everyone, welcome to this month's UHB Library podcast. I'm your host Jenny, the librarian at QE, and I'm joined today by Gareth and Beth. Do you guys want to say hello?
Oh, hello. My name's Gareth. I am Associate Librarian at Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Birmingham Library.
And I'm Beth, and I'm the Library Assistant at the QE.
So you guys are no strangers to these podcasts. You may people listening may have heard these lovely voices before. So what we're going to cover in this episode, we're going to take a look at literature searching, and then that will lead on quite nicely to our document supply service. So literature searching, I'd say, is probably one of our quite popular services, isn't it? We get quite a few across the four sites, quite a few requests coming through. So just a little bit about it. So if you're at QE, we haven't quite merged the services yet, have we? So it's two separate accounts, so one for QE and one for HDS staff. So with QE, you'd need a base doc account. So Beth, do you want to explain a little bit about the registration?
Oh yeah, so with BaseDoc, you need to be a library member before you register essentially. So if you just come to us and register for a library card, you can then go on to register for BaseDoc. And through there, you can request literature searches and article requests as well, which Jenny mentioned we'll discuss later. But essentially, log on to BaseDoc, click request a literature search, and fill out all the details in there, and we'll get that done for you.
Yeah, so it's based on the PICO format, isn't it? So if you've done literature searching before or done any training, you'll be familiar with that. So it's filling in like what the patient, the population, the intervention comparison, and then the outcome, and obviously what your research question is. And then just let us know the reason for the search. So there's quite a few different categories. It's like for patient care, for teaching, publication. Administration or have we ever had one for administration or supervision?
We do have the odd one.
Do send us one. If anyone's out there that wants administration or supervision, please do send.
That'd be like management type queries, perhaps? Maybe not so much clinical questions? I don't know. No one's ever... Yeah, please submit one. I've seen all the others before. But yeah, and like if you're doing a master's assignments as well. And then there's a few other things, so let us know if you've got a particular age group. Again, there's quite a lot of categories. You go from like 0 to 100.
Oh, God. it's very specific.
Yeah, it's adult 19 to 44, 45 to 64. Yeah, because I suppose it's, especially across the four sites, we have paediatrics, and then we have like elderly care and stuff, don't we? So it at least it means you can be more specific when we're looking. We know like what sort of age group you want, and like what information type and stuff. Yeah, and then what year as well. So obviously so I think last 10 years tends to be quite common, doesn't it,
with people? Yeah.
And then when you fill it in as well, you're selected via Knowledge Share. So you may have come across Knowledge Share before. Me and Beth have recorded a podcast, which will go up probably soon, a bit more about that as well. But we use it, it's our current awareness bulletin, but it also, we also use it to send the results of your literature search as well. And then just give us a deadline. So we do a maximum of 5-day working days, don't we? But obviously, if you have a deadline, we will always meet that. So if you want it in a couple of days, we will aim to meet that. But if you don't give us a deadline, it's never any more than 5 working days. But yes, as I say, so we do a variety of literature searches for different queries, and we search quite a number of different databases as well, don't we? So we do HDAS, Cochrane, PubMed, NHS Evidence.
Dynamed sometimes as
well. Dynamed, yeah. Dynamed, BMJ, Best Practice.
CINAHL. Lots of CINAHL.
Yes. Oh, the big nursing database, isn't it? So that's always quite a good one to use.
I think, can we talk about questions, like getting the question right? Because that's always the basis of a good literature search. We need to get a really good focused question, don't we, from our users?
That's it, yeah. So when you're filling the form in, you do need to give us a good specific question, just because we don't want to give you results that are too broad. So if it is too broad, we may end up just getting in touch with you just to check for a bit more information. Mm. And that's where the PICO comes in as well, doesn't it? That's where PICO is really important. to get all those details in.
Yeah, so we're looking for the main concepts. So if you give us a question, we need to make sure we can identify what the concepts are in order to put all those keywords into the search to get you the best results, to get you the best articles. Mm.
That's it, yeah. And just to make sure, yeah, as you say, we're focusing on what you want. Yeah, so you don't want to end up with, if we have it too broad, you could end up with like hundreds of results, can you? And it's going to be too much reading.
And we are really good, but we are ultimately, we're not actually clinicians. So we have to go with the expertise of the clinicians and the students. Because you know what you're talking about. You know the keywords, you know the phrases to look for to come back to us. We can try and narrow your search down into what you need using the correct terms.
So yeah, and there is a field for like keywords and terms as well. So any, I suppose particularly if something has like, because some things will have multiple different names, won't they? Or things like that. So
more informal names that are kind of known as like, casually you're like, oh, what's that? So you're trying to Google it and you can't find it.
Yeah,
I was like, what's this?
Some as well will go by their abbreviation.
if we can just ask you and get the details from you, that's like the best way sometimes, because yeah, we can try and Google a term and get all the alternatives where you can just tell us straight away, you know, the different words for heart attack.
That's it, yeah. So like abbreviations comes up quite a bit as well, but it can actually, it's more well known under its abbreviation than it's like its full name. So like something like a CT scan, it's more common to go under that than I think it's computed tomography. So yeah, so anything like, the more you give us, the more accurate we can get your search results to be. So the HGS side will use the, there is a form on our website, so it's uhblibrary.co.uk. Gareth, should you tell a little bit more about this form? So you used to be a Solihull staff member.
I used to be an HGS person, yeah. So yeah, if you're at QE, you would follow the base doc procedure that we've just talked about. If you work at Heartlands, Good Hope or Solihull, you'd go to our website at uhblibrary.co.uk. You'd click on the literature search request form, which is on the left-hand side. And then there's lots of boxes to fill in. It's things like name, library card number. We need to know your department, ways to contact you, like email, phone number. And then again, we need you to tell us what you want your literature search on. So you need to give us topic, keyword, if there's a specific question that you need to ask. If there's limits that you want to put on your search, so is there particular age groups you want to look at, particular types of evidence you want us to search for, give us as much information as you possibly can, tell us what you want the search for as well, so whether it's for research, for assignment, for patient care, fill in all the boxes, and then at the very, very end, just submit the form, send it to us, and then we will get back to you. So it might be we need to get back to you to clarify some of the search terms like we were just talking about. Other than that, we'll just get the literature search done and get the results sent to you on Knowledge Share.
But yeah, and they always go to email, don't they? You won't have to. I know there is an option on this form for post, but...
No one wants it by post. It's email. It's sort of... There's little bits on the form that maybe don't need to be there anymore. So I'd just click email, because that's the way you'll get it.
I think everyone wants one. Email now, don't they?
They're like 30 pages to print out. It's... just click email. Yeah,
that's it. Because the main reason we use Knowledge Share is that we can combine all our reports together. Because obviously before it would have been, oh, here's the HDAS report, here's the Cochrane, here's the Cochrane file. Whereas now with Knowledge Share, we can put that all together and just email it as one form, and you can just read.
It really is the beauty of Knowledge Share. It just puts it all together for you. You just get one document that's got everything. It's great.
Okay, and it's easier for you. It's easier for us as well. Because as I say, rather than having to remember to send all different files, it's just all in like one report. So it's like, it's so much more efficient for us. And so with the literature search, so yeah, I think we can move on quite nicely to document supply. So when you're doing your literature search, if there's any articles that you want to read in full, some of those will be available straight away. So if you have an AFHANS account with us and it says that the full text link is available, you'll be able to click on that, log in and access it. But unfortunately, we're not able to subscribe to everything. We would like to have everything, but unfortunately, as you can imagine, it's going to be quite expensive, unfortunately.
It would make everyone's lives a lot easier. If we
yeah.
I don't think there's enough money in the universe to subscribe.
No, I mean, I don't think any hospital has a subscription to everything. No. So yeah,
there's like a super library out there.
I mean, we do our best. We try to get what we can.
We do have a lot. We've got a few thousand journals, haven't we?
So thousands, but there's always the one that we haven't got. That yeah, there are other ways you can get the articles if it's not available on Athens.
Yeah, so we have our document supply service. So again, if you're a QE user, it will be through BaseDoc. If you're on the HDS site, you'll use the library website. So there's an online article form, and on BaseDoc there's a request an article option when you log in. And again, it's given us as much information as possible. So we need like the journal title, the name of the article, what volume it's from, page numbers, authors, all different things like that. And then our very, very lovely counter team look after that, don't you guys? And you source it from NHS libraries for free. And then unfortunately, we do have to charge for the British Library. Sorry, everyone. they charge us, so we have to.
If you don't want to be charged, just click free only, and we won't charge you. So
no, that's it. There won't be any surprise fees.
And you won't ever be charged without knowing about it. We would always check in with you first and say we've tried everywhere. Sure? Else.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, so we check our NHS libraries first, don't we? So we've got a couple of databases that we subscribe to with other NHS libraries on it. We check with them first. If it's not available for free, we'll let you know. And then if you want us to go to British Library, then you just submit the form again. But yeah, so don't worry. So you'd never get a surprise bill for like £8 for an article. we don't want to charge people if we don't have to. But yeah, if it's from NHS, it's normally about 2 working days max, isn't it, to get people mm-hmm. the article. But British Library takes a bit longer. But you can set up a department account, can't you, for British Library articles?
You can do, yes. So you just, if you wanted to pay for your department, you'd have to just, we'd send you a form and you'd have to pass that on to your budget holder. It needs to be approved by the budget holder. We can't just start charging your department. But
so we don't want to charge if we don't need to. We won't do.
Okay, if that was something you're interested in, we can charge the cost of any articles to your department, and we'll just take it out of your department's budget.
That's yeah. But otherwise, if you want to just pay yourself, it's £8, and you can either pay mm-hmm. at the counter or you can phone up finance to pay by card, and then we'll. We do have to, because of copyright, we do have to normally British Library print the article, don't we? And you have to collect it or can send it in the internal post.
Yeah.
Lots of copyright issues.
Yeah. British Library articles, so the articles are encrypted, so we can't email it across. Yeah. So just to make your way, if it is a British Library, just expect that it will be a print rather than an email. Yeah, but say otherwise, if it's from NHS, we get it for you within 2 working days and then email it across.
Yeah, and it's got to go through a lot of stages to get to the British Library one. You've got to check your Athens, you've got to get us to check on the other NHS libraries. It's usually the last resort we get to British Library.
Yeah, it's normally the more obscure stuff, isn't it? Or I know people have requested articles. If they're in another language, perhaps it's more likely that we'd get them from British Library than from another NHS library. But yeah, but that's another. It's a quite popular service, like the literature searching. We get a lot of requests, don't we, for document supply.
Get used a lot, that document supply service. It's well used.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that brings us to the end. Any other comments anyone like to share?
So what about training? We can always do a bit of training in literature searching, can't we?
That's it. Yeah, so with the literature, yeah, so we can do training with you, so we can do either live training, or we have training videos available on Moodle that you can use. So there's ones on literature searching in general, and then others on how to search Medline and Embase as well. Some people will, so they'll have the training and then submit a form to us. So it's like they'll do the search themselves and then send it to us, and we'll do it like a second one just to check things haven't been missed off. So you can do that. You can ask us for a training session, and then if you want to us to do the search as well, we can do that as well. That's absolutely fine. But yeah, if you have any questions for us in the future, just get in touch with your site library. We've got email, got phone, or you can speak to us at the counter. That's it. Otherwise, yep. Just if you want to apply, if you're at QE, apply for your BASEDOC account. If you're at Solihull, Heartlands, or Good Hope, you can fill the form in on the library website. And a member of the team from that site will get back to you on that. So thank you very much for doing. Thank you for joining me, Beth and Gareth.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the invite.
Thanks for having us.
This was our first one on Zoom, wasn't it? We've recorded this during lockdown time.
It's my first ever Zoom. It's very exciting.
Going into a new age.
New age.
But yeah, thank you very much for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you next time.